The Unshackled Waves, episode 259.
Broadcasting from Melbourne, Australia, this is The Unshackled Waves with Tim Wills, brought to you by TheUnshackled.net.
Hello everyone, welcome to this special live episode of the show. In the last 24 hours, the talk of the world has been the suicide of Jeffrey Epstein as he was being remanded in custody at the Metropolitan Correctional Center, which is where I was being remanded on fresh child sex trafficking charges when he was arrested back on July 6th, which is just less than a month ago. Now, he'd previously attempted suicide on July 23, and after that was supposedly on suicide watch, but only 2 weeks later, he has successfully committed suicide. And so the eyes of the world, or should I say the internet, is how could this have happened? Because as we all know, the history of Jeffrey Epstein was known across the internet for many years. Back in 2005, he was first investigated by the FBI for child sex trafficking. As you would all know the story now, he procured underage girls for sex via his mansion. It was in Manhattan. He had another one in Palm Beach, and then he had a private island, and then there was his famous private jet where VIP guests would fly with him. It was termed the Lolita Express. And many powerful people were connected with him over the years. They're probably the two most high-profile ones were former President Bill Clinton and Prince Andrew, who is Prince Charles's younger brother. So he's probably been forgotten about in this modern day, but he was Queen Elizabeth's second son, so not just a random member of the royal family. Now, I first learned about this, it was probably about 11 o'clock Melbourne time last night. It was just breaking in dawn in the United States, and we learned that it was the local authorities in New York announced that Jeffrey Epstein had hung himself at around 1:30 a.m. that Saturday morning, and then it was reported all around the world. And as soon as we all heard it, because as soon as he got arrested, because the thing is, everybody's talking about now what's known as the Clinton body count, because over the past 30 years, those who've dealt with the Clintons and have had incriminated material on them have mysteriously suicided, plane crash, heart attack, and there are all these memes going around the internet that there are these fake tweets from Bill and Hillary Clinton saying that Jeffrey Epstein was a close personal friend for many years, it'll be such a tragic event when he commits suicide at this certain time by two gunshot wounds to the back of the head. So everyone knew about this theory, I'll call it a theory, about the Clinton body count. And so when Jeffrey Epstein was arrested in New York on fresh child sex trafficking charges, they're like, oh, you know, will the Clintons knock Epstein off? Oh, you know, let's see. And then a month later, he has committed suicide under the most mysterious circumstances. And so basically, as I said before, this Epstein was first investigated in 2005, but in 2008 he got what is a sweetheart deal by the attorney in charge of negotiating the deal was the just resigned Labor Secretary Alex Acosta, and basically he would only plead guilty to one charge of procuring sex with a minor, and he would serve 13 months in prison, or turned out to be part-time detention because he was still able to go to his local mansion in Palm Beach. So and no co-conspirators could be implicated. So it was basically a deal where he didn't have to name names. He got a light sentence. Yes, he got listed as a sex offender for life, but you have to remember this was back in 2008 when everyone still relied on the mainstream media and information. And I'd just like to know of all of our viewers at the moment, did you know about this Jeffrey Epstein deal in 2008? Did you even know who Jeffrey Epstein was at the time? Because this was the thing. In 2008, it was still the media moguls, the people who owned the TV networks, the newspapers. They could control what the news was. But in the next 10 years, the internet has exploded now, and the mainstream media and the moguls, they've lost control of the agenda. And so people have been, this is what people do on the internet. They share information that they normally wouldn't have access to unless the mainstream media told them what was about. It's called going down the rabbit hole. That's what it's called. Or you start to see all these connections. But everything we know about Jeffrey Epstein's sex crimes are true. He was a pedophile billionaire. There is 36 girls who were his victims over the years. We shouldn't forget that these girls that he abused and trafficked and procured, I mean, they've had their lives ruined. It's a pretty horrific thing for them, and we must never forget that. And those girls, they're probably, Epstein being dead, well, it means that he can no longer name any co-conspirators. And this was the thing. Epstein was, we needed him alive, because then he could spill the beans on all of the people he'd procured underage girls for. And so he could have basically torn down so many different elite circles, politics, entertainment, media, and of course the royal family. So when he was rearrested in New York last month, there was the daughter of Nancy Pelosi, Christine Pelosi, who said there's going to be a lot of people from both sides of politics who are going to be implicated by this. And let's not forget the people that made this rearrest of Jeffrey Epstein. He could only be arrested in New York because the Florida deal didn't apply to any other state. So, and this was due to alt-media journalist Mike Cernovich. He launched a lawsuit to get court documents relating to Epstein's lawsuits by Epstein's victims unsealed. And they were just beginning to be unsealed in the days leading up to his suicide. So we already knew that Prince Andrew, he was a guest on the Lolita Express. But then we learned that these documents revealed that he'd been accused of touching a young woman's breast at Epstein's Manhattan mansions. This allegation was made during a defamation case against British socialite Ghislaine Maxwell by Epstein victim Virginia Gilliff, who'd accused Maxwell of procuring girls for Epstein. And other powerful figures who were also accused in that lawsuit were former New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson, former US Senator George Mitchell, and asset manager Glenn Durbin. So the names were starting to come out here, and more detail was coming out about what Prince Andrew had been up to. So we were starting to get some really meaty details. And the first suicide attempt back on July 23rd, that was after the Daily Beast reported that Epstein had been to the White House several times during the 1990s when Bill Clinton was president, and then he attempts suicide. And the coincidence with these two suicide attempts, it's just when new information is coming out. So this is why everyone is suspicious. We all thought after the first suicide attempt that he was on suicide watch, but then we learned he'd been taken off suicide watch for some unknown reason. And there's also Unconfirmed reports that because at this Metropolitan Correctional Center, it's called the Guantanamo of New York, there's CCTV everywhere, we're hearing unconfirmed reports that the CCTV malfunctioned at the crucial moment, which just seems totally coincidental. So basically this is, it's like a Hollywood conspiratorial movie when there's a suicide, which is in fact an assassination. And this is what the immediate reaction online afterwards, everyone jumped to the obvious one, was that the Clintons somehow got to him. Like, obviously, the Bill and Hillary Clinton didn't go into this top security maximum prison and make him hang himself, but there's the theory is that maybe one of the guards was paid off to orchestrate this suicide, because if someone's on suicide watch, they're not allowed to have, well, as we know, he wasn't on suicide watch, but if they were, they're not allowed anything that would allow them to hang themselves or cut themselves that would make them bleed out. So immediately on Twitter, we saw Epstein murdered, Clinton body count, the Clintons, Bill Clinton are trending on Twitter. And so that was the immediate reaction of the world. And it was just dawn in America, so CNN and Fox News morning crew were out, and they were all perplexed. How could this have happened? How could important prisoner be allowed to commit suicide, especially since he'd already committed suicide before? It just seemed inexplicable. So I quickly wrote up an article last night when it broke, basically trying to get together all the facts that I could. He was set to face trial, Epstein, next year, so there was going to be a long time before he would come to trial. And I was listening to Stefan Molyneux before, and he said, well, who was he going to, if he was going to trial, who was he going to testify against? He wasn't going to testify against himself. And of course, it's not just the Clintons who had things to fear from Jeffrey Epstein talking. I just want to talk about, I'll bring up, because probably the most mainstream person he's been, or who actually warned that Epstein, they needed to basically make him suicide proof, was Ann Coulter. Now she said, if I just go down here, so yeah, everyone's got so many tweets here. We know Epstein's pedophile rings does not involve Trump, Clinton, or Russia. CNN, MSNBC, and Fox all covering other stories. Massive operation involving underage girls, powerful lawyers, state and federal government, cover up, defenseless, and they're suddenly going to talk to Iowa voters. So Ann Coulter has said, look, the suspects list is endless. It could have been a number of, I mean, there's heaps more powerful people than Bill and Hillary Clinton, but it's just the fact that, well, Bill and Hillary Clinton have been in the public eye for 30 years, and when you're in the public eye, there's all this scrutiny, and so these deaths of their associates has been noted. I thought I had my screen capture thing here. I'll have to do another one here so I can bring you some of the things that I'm quoting. So I'll just, yeah, and but of course people accuse me of omitting that President Donald Trump had a relationship with Jeffrey Epstein. Here we go here. That's Ann Coulter's Twitter feed. I want to bring up other stories here, so I'll just minimize that for now. Of course, if you're listening to this on replay on podcast, you won't be able to see this, but I'll be reading things out for you so you can hear it. So, yeah, Donald Trump had a relationship with Jeffrey Epstein. He pretty much had, this was the thing, he made connections with pretty much all the powerful people. But the difference is with Donald Trump is that when he first knew of Jeffrey Epstein's underage sexual activity, he kicked him out from his Mar-a-Lago golf club in Florida in 1999. Although there is this famous quote of Trump saying of Epstein in 2002, "Terrific guy. It's even said he likes beautiful women as much as I do, and many of them are on the younger side, no doubt about it." Now, I was watching ABC News Australia tonight, and they mentioned that Epstein had a relationship with Prince Andrew and Donald Trump. The thing that makes the Donald Trump relationship easy to visualize is because there's footage of Epstein partying with Trump. But if you look at Epstein partying with Trump and the women around him, they're all clearly over 18. I mean, you wouldn't need to ask them for ID if they were going into a bar. They're all clearly over 18. But the thing is, though, there's no vision of Bill Clinton partying with Epstein with girls. Well, there's no footage of Bill Clinton being touchy-feely with any girl because, well, he always did that in private or tried to keep it private. And, well, we also know that Trump, he never flew on the Lolita Express, while Bill Clinton did 26 times, often without his secret security detail, which all presidents and ex-presidents have. So there is clearly a lot more incriminating evidence against Bill Clinton than there is Donald Trump, because Epstein, he had associations with lots of people. Not all of them were involved with the child sex crimes. I'm just looking in the chat. If you want me to discuss a certain aspect of the Epstein suicide or the Epstein sex crimes, please leave a comment in the chat, or even better, a super chat, and I'll definitely bring it into the show. Okay, so yeah, as I mentioned, the two suicide attempts, the second one successful, they happened after more revelations against powerful people happened. And this is the thing now, because it hasn't been talked about in the mainstream media for years until basically the internet brought it out. The people were learning about it online and they're asking, how did this guy, given the horrific sex crimes that he got away with, how did he only get a 30-month part-time detention? And so this was basically the pressure kept being applied. Why is this man still free? And that's why Jeffrey Epstein was rearrested last month on fresh charges. And then the eyes of the world were on Epstein's crimes once again. And we saw Alex Acosta, Trump's Labor Secretary. He was forced to resign because of his role in the plea deal. So he was the first major scalp. So we saw actually someone be punished for it. And then there was, we were sort of playing the waiting game, who's going to be next to be implicated. And of course, at the time he was arrested, we're all sharing those memes about, oh, when's Epstein going to commit suicide? It was all a big meme, like, oh, when are they going to get to him? And, well, our speculation, our jokes, as you would call them, they came true. And this is the thing. We were all called conspiracy theorists, that, oh yeah, that he's going to get knocked off Epstein, and then it happens. So of course the world is going to react the way it does. I mean, and this is the thing now. Mainstream media does not control the narrative. The internet has made it so that news and information is uncontrollable now. I mean, and this is why, in the wake of the two mass shootings last week in the United States, they were talking about internet censorship again. They're trying to take down 8chan, which has discussed a lot of these stuff. The messaging board where was that the rules of the internet don't apply. They're talking about shutting that down. And on the Unclickables on Thursday, we talked about how basically, well, any article you share which raises suspicion about the elites or even memes now comes up with a fact check underneath it saying that, oh, this is a hoax or not true. So, and this is the thing, because social media allowed these discussions to take place, and we've seen Facebook, Twitter, Google, YouTube, Wikipedia all crack down on discussion of these conspiracy theories. I mean, I remember back in 2016, well, first of all, Alex Jones was allowed on every social media platform. Basically, we are all Alex Jones today, and I haven't looked up what Alex Jones is saying at the moment, but I wouldn't blame him to say, you all laughed at me for 20 years. Well, who's laughing now? That's the thing. So, we've had a crackdown on conspiracy theories. So, well, Alex Jones, he's banned from pretty much all the major tech platforms now. And all the Clinton body count, if you type that into YouTube, I'll just go into that. So type in Clinton body count. And as you can see here, there's not much. Well, there's stuff that they haven't been able to, well, because it's just 8 hours old. But if you have a look, if you go down, it's all about that it's a conspiracy theory. I just want to play, this has come up now, Clinton on the death of Muammar Gaddafi, the Libyan dictator. And everyone's saying that this is what Hillary Clinton's saying today.
Land of unconfirmed
videos. Yes, we came, we saw, he died.
Did it have anything to do with your visit?
No, oh, I'm sure it did.
Some people would say no truer words are spoken than today. But if I type in, for example, I'll go back here, because another conspiracy theory that went viral in 2016 was Pizzagate. Hillary Clinton addresses the Pizzagate host. Fire back over false Pizzagate conspiracy. Stephen Colbert, Pizzagate is an alt-right fever dream. Young Turks, QAnon and Pizzagate conspiracy theories ramp up at Trump rallies. Yeah, so obviously this has been easier to suppress lately, because probably I shouldn't have Googled Clinton body count first up, because order is only being re-established on the internet. For example, Twitter is now full of, if I just bring up the, what are the trends at the moment? So you can see the trends at the moment. Bolton, Manchester United versus Chelsea, Survivor AU, The Block, Sean, Austrian GP, Jesse, AFL Tigers Blues, AFL Eagles Crows, NRL Rabbitohs, and Storm. Let's see if there's any more. No, all stupid pop culture stuff. That's what's trending on Twitter. So, order has been restored to the internet, not quite to the YouTube algorithm yet, because the Clinton body count is getting up, but there's no Clinton body count trending anymore. In fact, they tried to get Trump a body count trending on Twitter, which there is no such thing as a Trump body count. I mean, there hasn't been these associates of Donald Trump who had dirt on him, who mysteriously died. I mean, all the people who are critical of Trump who have dirt on him are all on cable TV at the moment. Turn on MSNBC, CNN, there's an ex-Trump person just taking a dump on Trump on a daily basis. And I mean, all Trump does in reply is just reply on Twitter calling them a loser. I mean, that's basically a Trump's body count. I mean, pretty lame. All right, so I'll go into, if you don't remember what Pizzagate was, it came out of there, the John Podesta, Hillary Clinton's campaign manager's emails that were published by WikiLeaks. There are all these strange references to pizza. Now, on the face of it, it was that John Podesta, he wanted to hold a Democratic fundraiser at this local DC pizzeria, Comet Ping Pong. But on Reddit and on 4chan at the time, a lot of people were analyzing these emails and thought that pizza was code for child pornography. And so the theory became that there was a child sex trafficking ring happening in the basement of Comet Ping Pong run by John Podesta and Hillary Clinton. And so this was sort of the first mainstream conspiracy theory that the mainstream media couldn't control the narrative. And so, well, they immediately said it was completely fake. And then there was, of course, the guy who drove, I think it was from North Carolina, to investigate Comet Ping Pong and rescue the kids who are allegedly in the basement, and for some reason just shut up the place and he was arrested. And so from that time on, conspiracy theories were deemed as dangerous. Now, Pizzagate has morphed into a new conspiracy called QAnon, which is the deep state is trying to remove President Trump, and he's trying to expose their elite child sex trafficking ring. So it's sort of a much more elaborate Pizzagate conspiracy, which brings in the deep state's hatred for Trump. And there's even been people at Trump rallies holding up QAnon signs. And well, of course, if we were just talking about on the Uncuckables on Thursday, when the FBI, well, it was not the FBI, it was the Phoenix office of the FBI, Yahoo, got a hold of some email which said that conspiracy theories could create white nationalist terrorism. Now, conspiracy theories didn't begin in 2016 on the internet. I mean, probably the oldest conspiracy theory is the assassination of John F. Kennedy, which we're told was the lone action of communist Lee Harvey Oswald. And then while he was in custody at the police station, he was shot by nightclub owner Jack Ruby, so he couldn't say anything else. Now, there's been a whole bunch of conspiracy theories about JFK's assassination. That it was the CIA, because he wouldn't go along with the invasion of Cuba, that it was the Mafia because of his brother's prosecution of the Mafia. Then there was also that his vice president, Lyndon Johnson, he was the one that arranged it. People have theories that there's second gunman behind the grassy knolls in Dallas where he was assassinated. But this has been talked about openly for, it's 58 years now, since, that's 56 years, sorry, since JFK was assassinated. But they even made movies about JFK's assassination, but there was never, we're allowed to talk about it. People wanted it investigated. And then of course there's the moon landing in 1969. A lot of people argue that that was a hoax. Buzz Aldrin famously punched a moon landing conspiracy theorist who called him a liar. So yeah, conspiracy theories didn't begin in 2016, and they haven't led to violence. I mean, the only evidence that conspiracy theories lead to violence is this shooting at Comet Ping Pong. That's because that one incident happened, all conspiracy theories now are dangerous. That's the narrative now. And of course, the other conspiracy theories, well, September 11, there's heaps of conspiracy theories about that, not just online. There were documentaries made about that. And of course, that's what Alex Jones originally got famous for, that saying that 9/11 was an inside job, saying that the Oklahoma City bombings were an inside job. So it's been a long history of conspiracy theories, yet we've been allowed to talk about them until now, when suddenly they're a threat to national security. because apparently they're not... Well, if it's talked through the mainstream media, then yes, we're allowed to talk about it. But if people on the internet discuss it, then it must be censored. So we've reached a place, as I said, where the elites are starting to lose control and they don't like it. Before the narrative could at least be contained. Now, yeah, as I mentioned, Alex Jones, he was only banned from social media last year. I mean, he'd been on the public airwaves for 20 years, being allowed to say every conspiracy theory under the sun. I mean, his videos were all over YouTube talking about that Michelle Obama was a man, that there was a chemical warfare operation in juice boxes to turn people gay. And obviously he believed in the vaccines, the fluorite, conspiracy theories. That was all allowed on YouTube. But now when you type in any conspiracy theory into YouTube, it comes up immediately with things saying that it was a hoax. Now, as you know, I'm doing this show solo tonight. I do want to switch to other current articles, but I know I'm a man, so I can't do two things at once. Normally I'm used to somebody taking over when I need to do something technical, but then I'll probably stop talking and there'll be this awkward silence. I see there's a lot of chatter in the chat. Keep it going, everyone, because obviously this is an important topic, and as everyone's been saying today, they can't suicide us all. I mean, their only way to stop chatter of this, and as I mentioned, there's been a cleanup operation online today, is they basically got to shut down the internet. That's the only way that they're going to stop people talking about it. I mean, if CNN, MSNBC, if they stop talking about it, people are still going to talk about it online. Now, coincidentally, when Epstein, when it first broke that he committed suicide, we just did a graphic that he'd committed suicide with breaking news. Now, that suddenly is no longer on our Facebook page. Somebody alerted to me because I shared it on my personal account that content was not available. So, and none of us admins on the page deleted it. So, who else could it have been except a cleanup operation? All right. Now, I did have a running sheet tonight. So, now, as I mentioned, for the elites, the jig is up. They can't ignore this anymore. And so we've seen high profile people call for an investigation into Epstein's suicide. So we've had the Attorney General, William Barr. He said, well, not only is there going to be a FBI investigation, but there's going to be a Department of Justice Inspector General investigation. But of course, nobody trusts official government investigations now. And we actually have a cross section of the left and the right calling for an investigation. We had Rudy Giuliani, who is one of Trump's personal lawyers, former mayor of New York City. He supported Trump during 2016, saying, how could this have happened? Bill de Blasio, the New York socialist mayor, he's wanting an investigation into it. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, she's calling for a bipartisan congressional investigation. The Young Turks, they believe that both the Trumps and the Clintons are both implicated, so only a progressive who hate both of them can be trusted with the investigation. So yeah, it's a diverse cross section who are now wanting answers. And of course, Donald Trump himself, if I go back to, I think I've, here we go here. So Donald Trump retweeted this random social media celebrity, Terrence K. Williams. I have no idea who he is, but his video has now been seen 3.3 million times. Basically saying what we've all been saying. So Trump he's the president of the United States. So with him retweeting this, he's basically given the green light to, you know, we can discuss this. Well, but of course we know that mainstream social media does not like Trump anyway, but they won't delete his Twitter feed. But no, that's if the president of the United States says we can discuss these theories, then it's going to be talked about for a long time, because let's not remember now, Trump has an 80% approval rating among Republicans. So yeah, Trump's Twitter feed, like it or not, is talked about. Tweets don't get deleted, so they're just going to have to leave it up there. Now, I want to go back to the Clinton body count, because now, if you type in Clinton body count into Google, for example, the first story that appeared was this Vox article. Hang on, that's the wrong one. That's that a lawsuit accusing Trump of raping a 13-year-old girl. A girl explained. This is dated 3rd of November 2016. This was launched by Katie Johnson and Jane Doe. It was a lawsuit launched in 2016. But if you go down here, it says the only journalist who has actually interviewed Johnson, Emily Sherman at Revelous, came away confused and even doubting whether Johnson really exists. So we've got this imaginary underage sex victim of Donald Trump. That's as far as Vox. And if I go back here, they said if Epstein did have very real ties to Bill Clinton, that does not mean that Clinton had anything to do with his death any more than the allegation Donald Trump raped a 13-year-old girl by hanging out with Epstein mean to Trump anything to do with Epstein's death. But I clicked on that story, and it's a girl that no one's ever met, yet there were 15 other women during the 2016 campaign who came out with allegations of sexual misconduct against Trump. So all of those put their public faces to it, but except this girl who, well, because she had death threats against her. But it's interesting that Trump never suicided any of the girls who made sexual assault allegations against him. Didn't even sue them. I mean, the only one he did was Stormy Daniels, because Stormy Daniels sued Trump. So, all right, so this is what Vox says. What is the Clinton body count? According to History and Debunking, first published by Snopes. Yes, Snopes, that is the fact checker that facts checks Babylon Bee articles now to debunk them, because apparently satire is dangerous now and could lead to violence. The meme originated way back in 1993. Were memes invented in 1993? We need Minneapolis lawyer and militia movement activist Linda Thompson, who compiled a list of 34 people connected to the Clintons that have passed away. This is back in 1993, 34 people, titled The Clinton Body Count, Coincidence or the Kiss of Death? William Desmire, a notoriously homophobic, well, therefore he must be decredited, picked up the list and trimmed it to 24 and sent it to congressional leadership as he ran for U.S. Senate. Thompson, provided by her own admission, no direct evidence that the Clintons were responsible for the deaths, and Snopes private couple occurrences about each death, most of which are easily explained by heart attacks, plane crashes, or suicides. With three causes of death. That's the thing. All right, so enough of Vox, because, yeah, we all know what Vox has been up to lately. They're the ones that got Steven Crowder demonetized off YouTube. And, of course, they're the ones that saying, oh, we shouldn't really be concerned about Antifa violence after the Portland recent violence. Now, of course, actual information about what is the Clinton body count is hard to find, but I managed to find it on the website, the Gateway Pundit. Alright, so here it is, complete list of Clinton associates who allegedly died mysteriously or committed suicide before testimony, including Jeffrey Epstein. Okay, so first one, James McDougal, Clinton's convicted Whitewater partner, died of apparent heart attack while in solitary confinement. And I mean, if you've watched TV shows, or conspiracy TV, like fictionalized TV shows, there's always these suicide pills which conduce a heart attack. I remember in the seventh season of 24, when basically the premise of the series is a deep state military-industrial complex conspiracy theory to dictate U.S. foreign policy. And John Voight plays the villain character, Jonas Hodges, and this mysterious woman comes to his jail cell, or pretending to be his lawyer, and gives him this suicide pill, which induces a heart attack. So this is what they're like. Obviously, it's fictionalized, but you know, it's not science fiction. So obviously, some sort of pill like this exists. All right. So Mary Mahoney, former White House intern, murdered July 1997 at Starbucks coffee shop in Georgetown. Murder happened just as she was about to go public with the story of her sexual harassment. Vince Foster. Now, this was the first one which sort of made it mainstream, the Clinton body count. So, former White House counselor and colleague of Hillary Clinton's Little Rock's Rose law firm died of gunshot wound to the head, ruled a suicide. Now, the official story is that because things weren't going well for him as the White House counsel, he was feeling depressed and committed suicide. So yeah, it'll take me a while to, but yeah, you have a look at, most of these are in the 1990s. So just go down. All right, so this is when the elites wanted everyone to shut up about the Clinton body count, was with the murder of Zeth Rich, who was a young Democratic National Committee staffer in Washington, D.C., who was murdered in the middle of the night in public in a robbery gone wrong, even though nothing was taken from him. And that's what the police ruled. Now, the theory is that he gave the emails to WikiLeaks, the DNC ones, that said that the DNC, they rigged the primaries in favor of Hillary Clinton and screwed over Bernie Sanders, and it led to the resignation of Democratic National Committee Chair Debbie Wasserman Schultz. So yeah, that's the, now apparently this that the Clintons murdered this Rich, it's debunked by the fact that he didn't have access to the DNC email server. And it was based on this theory of this one ex law enforcement officer who appeared on Fox News. But the lengths that were gone to basically suppress this theory, and of course it went mainstream with Sean Hannity on Fox News. I mean, he's been at Fox News since the beginning. He was talking about, we need answers on Zeth Rich's murder, and when he had Newt Gingrich, former Republican House Speaker, on the show, he's like, yes, we need answers on this too. And the only thing that shut Sean Hannity up was that the Zeth Rich's family threatened to sue him if he didn't stop talking about it, because they said it was bringing up trauma for the family. Of course, other people would say that Zeth Rich's family, they were probably promised by the DNC or somebody to be taken care of in exchange for their silence. That's what people would say that was about. But it was recently, because the Democratic National Committee, they tried to sue Russia and the Trump campaign over the DNC email hack, and it was dismissed, and the court found that WikiLeaks obtain them. Now, this is separate from the Podesta emails that came out a few months later. This is about the DNC rigging the primaries. So, a court found that WikiLeaks published them. They were not a Russian hack. So this is what propelled the Clinton body count back into the spotlight, Zeth Rich's murder. And so people went back and back and over all of these names that I just showed you. And so that's what really propelled it to the mainstream. And Because, yeah, 20 years ago the internet was small, but now the internet is huge. It dwarfs mainstream media. So, yeah, this is why there was such a campaign to get people to shut up about Seth Rich's murder. In fact, there's a Wikipedia section now about conspiracy theories about Seth Rich's murder. There's already a Wikipedia page, conspiracy theories about Jeffrey Epstein's murder. So, as I've said, the Clinton body count, it was trending last night. It's been suppressed now, and this is what everyone was talking about today. That the jokes being made about the internet. There was the Facebook meme being sent around. Mark safe from Clinton from being suicided by the Clintons, and then there was being a when you get blocked by somebody from Twitter. There was Hillary Clinton killed you. You were no longer able to testify against Hillary Clinton because she suicided you. Alright, so I'm just checking that I've just been talking, see if there's anything that I haven't listed yet. So, I'll bring it back to, the world is talking about Epstein's suicide. Nobody believes that it was suicide. That's the thing. I mean, I think the only people that believe it was suicide is, group of elites and Vox. That's about the only people who believe it's suicide. I mean, when you have Alex Jones, Paul Joseph Watson, and the Young Turks all saying the same thing in agreement, then that's a pretty big shift. But this is the thing. The public, because they've got access to unfiltered or uncontrolled information, they're less trusting of the media, the elites, and politicians. They know it's no longer, using the United States example, the facts no longer come out of Dan Rather, Walker Cronkite, and Peter Jennings. I mean, it's not just three guys on the 6 p.m. news telling you what is the truth. You can find it out for yourself. And this is why there's been talk about conspiracy theories being dangerous and the fact that we need web censorship, apparently because of hate speech and the threat of white nationalisms, but it's to shut discussion out like this. Look, and I'll summarize by, I don't know how Epstein died. We'll probably never know. But the fact that about 5 years ago, we probably didn't know who this guy was and what type of trafficking operation he was running, the fact that we do, it means that the elites are never going to get away with something like this again. There is so much scrutiny on those in power now, so much questions, constant suspicion about public figures that you could not get away with pulling off a conspiracy in 2019. I mean, in the 1960s, nobody knew that John F. Kennedy was sleeping with so many women. Nobody knew that. Media didn't report that. Going back even further, they covered up the fact that Franklin D. Roosevelt, before he died, was in a wheelchair. So, these days, the public are going to be constantly monitoring the elites. So, because Big Brother can work both ways. Yes, they can spy on us, but the elites, they can be spied on as well. Anyone with a camera, a mobile phone, can go in and get a secret recording of everything. I mean that's the thing. I mean, you can be monitored, other people can monitor you. It's we're living in an age where pretty much everything about our lives is documented. So regardless of the truth of this suicide, or whether this was a suicide or was it as an assassination, nothing like this, unless they shut down the internet completely, I mean, and ban camera phones. I mean, you'd make it so you have to get a license to have a camera on your phone. That'd be the only way to do it. That's the only way that they're going to ever try something like this again. The jig is up for the elites. This is why you have people like Rudy Giuliani and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, former politicians, current politicians, siding with the masses, saying, we need answers. We demand to know, because That's what the public, they're reacting to the public. The public want answers. I mean, let's not remember that child sexual abuse, it's considered the gravest crime in our society. Most people would say that a pedophile deserves the death penalty even more than a murderer, maybe even a mass shooter, just because it just destroys children's lives. And especially when there's a whole bunch of powerful people colluding together to basically enable this, that enrages the public even more. I mean, when the public was first learning about cover-ups of pedophilia, it was about the Catholic Church. But yes, what went on in the Catholic Church was abhorrent, but they were just one of many institutions. I mean, we learned that the BBC, they protected Jimmy Savile for years and years. I've nearly gone for a full hour here, so I'm not sure if there's anything left to say now. I'll just go over my notes. All right, so the key, what will happen in the next few days? The key question is, will we get answers? Does videotape or CCTV exist of Epstein's final moments? Because even though people with blue check marks next to their names on Twitter have said the video camera CCTV malfunctioned, that doesn't mean it's true. The red tick, the blue tick on Twitter means nothing. I mean, Antifa members have blue check marks. So I hope that the politicians and ex-politicians who are on social media now demanding every type of investigation under the sun into Jeffrey Epstein's suicide, I hope that they are serious about it. They're not just trying to placate us, and in the next few days there'll be something else that'll happen and they'll say, oh, look over there. Because we will not forget about this. I mean, when the mass shootings happened last week, we did not forget about Jeffrey Epstein. We did not forget about all the other abuses of power or anything. We are not fooled anymore. We are not going to be distracted. We're no longer NPCs. We've all been red-pilled or probably black-pilled. We are extremely suspicious of those in power now and question everything. Everything. So, elites, you may be watching us, but we're watching you. I mean, the good thing that can come out of this, as I said before, is that these conspiracies, cover-ups, and these collusions can no longer occur, because there is just so much scrutiny now. Information filters through the internet. I mean, with the Dayton shooting last week, do you really think that if it hadn't been found out online that he was an Antifa supporter, whether the mainstream media would have reported that? I mean, it took them forever to report it, but the tweets were there. We could find his social media to prove that he was an Antifa supporter. Now, there is also another theory that Epstein is not dead, because they're claiming that because there is a photo of Epstein being taken from the Manhattan Correctional Center, and it doesn't look like Epstein. Well, he could look different because he's been in jail for a month and his health is probably deteriorated, but that it's a body double, that he's being whisked off somewhere, will have plastic surgery and change his appearance. That's another theory that's going on, that he's basically been the other way he's been taken care of is he's been escaped and he's somewhere over in another country, soon be lying by the beach with a martini. Who knows, may get back into the underage girl sex trafficking business. Okay, I think I've summarized everything that we know for now. And like I said, that the whole world is asking questions that the term conspiracy theory has virtually lost all meaning now. I mean, it's basically used as a slur now. If you believe something I don't approve of, you're a conspiracy theorist. That's basically... the term has lost all meaning, like fake news has lost all meaning now. So, even though I know that Mike Cernovich, Stefan Molyneux, they were quite despairing this morning, I am not despairing because everyone is demanding answers. There is, I would say, online blood. You know, they want answers from those in power. That people are angry online that, you know, this, what they feared would happen, has happened, and now they want something to be done, or there's just going to be no trust in authorities ever again. So I hope you enjoyed this impromptu solo live episode of the Unshackled Waves. If there is more breaking news to come about anything, I will do one of these shows in the future. We've had a nice live audience tonight. Thank you for everyone who participated in the chat. And I'll be back with more Waves episodes throughout the week. And as I've mentioned, you can't trust Google, Wikipedia, so use DuckDuckGo.com for your search needs to make sure that you don't get the censored, filtered version of what is on the internet. Do not go to Wikipedia. Go to InfoGalactic. That it's a clone of Wikipedia, but then it corrects all of the false and slanted pages that Wikipedia has. So they're slowly working themselves through all of Wikipedia in an attempt to correct it. And of course, as I mentioned, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, they're going through a massive cleanup. So make sure that if you want to have complete free speech for your conversations, go to Free Speech Social Media. So The Unshackled is there. We're on gab.com/TheUnshackled. We're also at minds.com/the_unshackled. We're also at miwi.com/p/TheUnshackled. And of course, our Telegram channel on the encrypted messaging service at t.me/TheUnshackled. And of course, if you want to make sure that there's people like us in The Unshackled asking questions, exploring what people are talking about, exploring possible explanations that everyone wants you to shut up about, it's important that you financially support our work. You can go to patreon.com/theunshackled or paypal.me/theunshackled or theunshackled.net/membership, theunshackled.net/donate. And of course, we're also on subscribestar.com/theunshackled, and we have our merchandise for sale at theunshackled.net/store. So thank you everyone for your company, and we'll see you next show.
Thanks for tuning in to The Unshackled Waves. Please visit theunshackledwaves.net for all the ways to subscribe and follow the show. Don't forget to pick up your free ebook at theunshackledbattlefield.net and keep checking out theunshackled.net for all the latest news and commentary.